A battle going on between Ross Chastain and Ryan Preece.
Field racing down into turn one, where also here the rain has stopped. Van Gisbergen with the big lead over Ty Gibbs. A healthy gap now to a good battle for third. That's where Ross Chastain has got a trunk full of Ryan Preece. About four more car lengths to the fifth place machine of Daniel Suarez. Right on his back bumper comes Ty Dillon, followed by Christopher Bell and Michael McDowell.
Rain has stopped in turn number four as well. That's where the leaders are as they negotiate that right-hander. The battle for third remains one of the best battles on the racetrack. Ross Chastain trying to hang on to the position. He's got Ryan Preece looking left, looking right. Preece all over him as they head for the S's.
Ryan Preece has struggled for forward bite as he comes off of turn seven on that last lap. Let's see what happens this time. Man, he is right on the bumper of Ross Chastain. Again, this is the struggle for the third spot. Chastain looks a little wide, goes a little wide. Preece tries to react and dives down to the inside of turn eight.
Chastain a little bit wide coming out of turn number eight into turn nine, and he slides his way off the corner and opens up the inside for Ryan Preece. Preece can't get the power down as he was loose coming out of turn 10. They race their way to turn 11 side by side.
Continue the battle side by side into turn number 11, the right-hander. Preece has the momentum. He'll continue to hold that position as the drivers fan out behind them, watching Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, and Ty Dillon as well, side by side just behind Daniel Suarez outside the top five. It's Ty Dillon around the outside of Ryan Blaney out of the stadium.
As all of our turn reporters mentioned, the rain has stopped here today, and this is exactly the type of condition NASCAR and Goodyear developed this wet weather tire for. A wet racetrack. We can continue on. We stay under green as lap number 14 goes on the board.
Don't miss your chance to race for the million.
Finalists, are you ready?
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Enter now to win a VIP trip to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race at the Phoenix Raceway, where you could take home $1 million.
The winner is contestant number two, Lucy!
The race for the million is on.
It's been amazing.
Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
The field continuing to get more comfortable out there on the wet racetrack with the wet weather tires. The majority of the field just ran their fastest lap of the race here on lap number 11. We're down to just seven laps to go in stage number one from Autodromo Romanos Rodriguez in Mexico City. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder. Wondering at this life. And never ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to the Autodromo Romanos Rodriguez, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Protect your auto, home, and business today at progressive.com.
Shane Van Gisbergen's lead's getting larger. It's up to 4.6 seconds. Ty Gibbs running in second. It is a clear breakaway for Trackhouse Racing here with six laps to go in stage number one. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Mexico City. Motor Racing Network on the air with the NASCAR Cup Series and Autodrama Hermanos Rodriguez. We are 14 laps complete into the Viva Mexico 250. Mike Bagley alongside Alex Hayden topside. Dave Moody, Kurt Becker, Dan Hubbard, Tim Cattle, Femo, Chris Wilner are in the corners. Steve Post and Brad Gilley are in the pits and the garage areas. We have been slowed two times for caution. The first one came out before we reached the end of lap one, and that was for rain in turn 15 that quickly moved over the entire road course. Everybody came down pit road and put on wet weather tires except Austin Cindric and Chris Buescher. They stayed out. Then, once we went back under the green flag at lap six, a six-car pileup as they crashed in turn number one, which involved Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Chase Briscoe, Justin Haley, A.J. Allmendinger, and Zane Smith. We have gone back under the green flag, and it's all about Shane Van Gisbergen right now, who leads by 5 seconds with five to go in the first stage.
Strategy is always a key in road course racing in the NASCAR Cup Series, but I think it's even more emphasized with early cautions coming to pit lane for everybody at this point. So why don't we take a trip down the pit lane and figure out what some of the strategy play might be coming up. This trip to pit road is presented by Jack Links Duos. Craving something bold? Try Jack Links Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. Original and teriyaki, jalapeno and mango, or buffalo style and ranch. Grab your favorite in the snack aisle today. Steve Post?
In two laps, lap number 17, I would think that the window opens for those drivers that want to flip the stage. And what we do when we flip the stage is you pit now, and when others pit at the end of the stage, you drive by them and get that track position for stage number two. There is a lot of talk about flipping the stage and that is going to be the key. So I think that's a first factor. Another factor on this round of pit stops is this track condition and this pit road condition. Crew members are out with air dryers. They're out with leaf blowers. They're out with squeegees. They are just doing everything to dry their pit box. They've decreased the pit road speed here a little bit, but still, they don't want their car to slide or their feet to slide as they service these race cars. So it will be pit stops as normal and competitive pit stops. So we get through that. When do you want to pit? How are you safely on this? And then we get into what the strategy is on the tires. And Christopher Bell is the first one in, Brad Gilley.
On my end of pit road, have not seen a car coming down yet, but when they start talking about that short pit strategy, I've walked up and down my section. Just about everyone has wet weather tires up on the wall, ready to replace them with another set of wets. The only exception, Chris Buescher. Scott Graves had talked about actually bringing him in earlier to put slicks back on. That didn't work for them initially in this, but he thought, hey, if we put slicks on now, we stay on the lead lap, we could actually jump the field after they potentially drive the racetrack. Austin Cindric, he's still out on slicks. He's running 31st right now. That has not worked for him at all. Ryan Wilson has kept him out. But now I'm seeing slicks go up on the wall for Michael McDowell. We'll see if he comes in shortly.
Steve Post, we did have a driver come in a moment ago and put slicks back on their race car.
And that driver was Christopher Bell. He came in and put the slicks on the car, and we're seeing the track dry around the racetrack, and we are seeing slicks on most of the teams right now up and down pit road. In fact, looks like all the teams on the wall, whether they do it now here before the end of the stage, looks like we're going back to the Goodyear Racing Slicks.
Here comes race leader Shane Van Gisbergen into turn number 14. We'll see what he opts to do as he heads to turn 15. Will he stay on the track? Will he come to pit lane? He will, in fact, stay on the track on the Goodyear wet weather tires. So Shane Van Gisbergen's play is to continue on. Keeping in mind, he is not in position to be a playoff driver as of yet, so they're trying to maximize their day today.
Second place running Ty Gibbs comes off of the road course. He comes down the pit lane. He will pit with three laps to go in stage one. 40 miles an hour down the pit lane, headed to Steve Post.
Ty Gibbs brings that car in. It is racing slicks on the car. Really tough to gauge what your race car is doing because we started one lap on slicks, and now we have the wet weather tires, and now the slicks going on. Cole Custer also getting pit service here on lap number 17. Joey Logano, he is in as well. Brad Gilley, how about cars in front of you?
Brad Keselowski coming in. They're going to swap to slicks. Also, his teammate Chris Buescher, they're going to come in, put four fresh Goodyear Eagle slicks on their car right now. So far, those are the only two in my section that have pitted early.
on the racetrack. We've got cars that are still on wet weather tires. Some are converting to slicks. And the next time the leader comes to the start-finish line, and that leader is Shane Van Gisbergen, and Alex, that will close pit road. So right now we've got some that have opted to, quote-unquote, flip the stage by going back to slicks while everybody else is on wet weather tires on the racetrack.
We'll find out if Shane Van Gisbergen wants to stay out there and try to win the stage, or if he wants to come to pit lane and put on slick tires before pit road close. He is right now working his way out of the stadium section, Mike. And this is the opportunity right now. If he's going to pit, he's got to do it right now.
Here he comes now out of the stadium. He'll take the right-hander, turn 14. He'll swing it wide, and he will make the cut to pit road. So as Shane Van Gisbergen comes to the opening of pit lane, he will flip to his stage. He will take his slicks. That'll turn the lead over to Ryan Preece as they come. But we've got to wait because Preece is 13 seconds behind SVG. Here's Preece at a 15. He'll take the lead as SVG inches closer to his pit. Let's cover the stop.
He's in pit box number one, and here he is. It's purple colors on the Chevy. The crew around to the left side first. It'll be left side tires, racing slicks going on the Shane Van Gisbergen car. Around to the right side. Right side tires off. Right side tires on. Fuel is engaged for Shane Van Gisbergen. Drops the jack. A short run right out onto the racetrack. Shane Van Gisbergen's back on the speedway.
Look like Ty Dillon came to pit road before they closed as well, Brad Gilley.
Ty Dillon came in. They did the same as what you just heard Steve Post talking about. They took the wet weather tires off. They put slicks on. Looking at these wet weather tires coming off of the car, you can definitely see the wear, but you can absolutely see the tread as well. These tires are getting some great wear out there, and obviously we saw some pretty fast speeds.
So as Ryan Preece takes the lead, he now will lead the field back to the start-finish line to close out stage one. Let's pick up that red Colgate Ford Mustang on the course.
Ryan Preece exiting off of turn seven with a little rear wheel spin. He goes into turn eight.
There is Ryan Preece at a turn number nine. Hops up onto the paved runoff area. Now cuts it back onto the racing surface. Ryan Preece has got Ryan Blaney maybe about three car lengths behind him. Both those Ford Mustangs head to turn 11.
They come to turn number 11. It's still Preece by about three car lengths over Blaney. They're looking for a little bit of moisture here on the racetrack as a dry line certainly is formed as Preece tiptoes through 12 and then the right-hander at 13. But here comes Ryan Blaney closing into a two car lengths.
Here they come through turn number 14. Once they get to the start-finish line, we'll begin our final lap of stage number one. Pouring up off of the 15th corner. Race leader Ryan Preece shows the way. Ryan Blaney some five car lengths in arrears. He chases him down the long front straight away to Dave Moody.
Here they come down the front stretch. Preece just trying to hold off the pack for another lap. Ryan Blaney has a completely different idea. Ross Chastain rides in the third spot. The fast lane, the preferred lane, is now largely dry, which means that if we were going much farther on these wet weather tires, drivers would have to start searching around for a little bit of moisture. Right now, though, Ryan Preece right dead center in the fast lane off turn three.
A couple of Fords at the front of the field. Ryan Preece, the race leader, and Ryan Blaney right behind. In fact, Blaney shuts down the distance. He had been five car lengths back. Now it's four. Now it's three as he drives deep into turn number four.
Ryan Preece approaches the left-hand turn five. He's got a gap of about two and a half car lengths over Ryan Blaney. Preece has been struggling through the S's for most of stage one, but he gets through cleanly. Blaney still in hot pursuit.
Ryan Blaney is definitely there, right in the tire tracks of Ryan Preece as they both swing their way through turns eight and nine. Now into turn 10, Ryan Blaney tracking the leader, Ryan Preece, headed down the short straightaway, heavy on the brakes now in turn 11.
Here comes Ryan Preece in that red Ford Mustang as he chases or tries to continue to pull away from Blaney, but Blaney really good on the brakes here in turn 12, one of the best in practice on Friday on the long run, starting to close that gap again as those two have a healthy distance on Ross Chastain.
Leaders coming out of the stadium, here's Ryan Preece getting a lot of company, a lot of pressure from Ryan Blaney. Here they come into the main straightaway. Ryan Preece Priest now splitting the difference right down the middle of this front straightaway. He looks at the flag stand and sees the green and white checkered flag waving. Ryan Priest has won stage one. Ryan Blaney comes across the line in second with Ross Chastain in third. Michael McDowell fourth. Todd Gilliland across the line in fifth. Sixth is Eric Jones. Seventh is Carson Hocevar. Eighth is Bubba Wallace. Ninth is Chase Elliott. And tenth is Daniel Suarez.
They all earn stage points. And the top ten in this stage is presented by the Powerball. NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Start your entries for the chance to win $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions. Like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pit Road remains closed for the moment from Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back here at Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez in downtown Mexico City. You know, Mike, this venue is a public park the majority of the year. When there's not a major event going on, this is a public park. All the walls, all the catch fencing is all portable. So they bring it in to set it up. And it only takes, a couple of weeks to set everything up here to put on a race event. But once it wraps up, they'll bring all the crews in, remove all that, put it back in storage, open it right back up for the entire city. 22 million strong and the surrounding communities if they want to come out and walk around and enjoy the park.
And this road course has hosted Formula One Racing, World Endurance Championship Racing, Formula E, the IMSA GT Championship, the NASCAR Mexico Series, Xfinity, now the NASCAR Cup Series. This is a versatile road course, and this course had an overhaul back in 2015 when they signed on for the Mexico Grand Prix. F1 came here, and the FIA gave a list of recommendations that if you want one of those events, you need to update this, that, and the other, and they did exactly that. Matter of fact, they put in a new race control building, a VIP area, a hospital here in the middle of the infield, new grandstands, complete repaving of the racetrack, and everybody has been enjoying that since. The place looks pristine, and it races on a fantastic level. We're seeing that in the dry, and right now we're seeing it in the wet.
We also need to really acknowledge the fact that the local citizens here have embraced NASCAR, and they could not be more kind to all of us here coming into their country to come on and put on a major sporting event here in their city. This race course sits right here, literally in the middle of downtown Mexico City. So it is a beautiful facility out here, and it's been a great weekend of racing.
It has, and it's always a pleasure when the the folks in Mexico City open their arms and allow us to come race with them. And, of course, next weekend we'll be heading off to the Pocono Raceway, where we'll have triple header coverage coming your way. Our coverage from the Poconos begins on Friday with the Truck Series, Xfinity Series racing Saturday, Cup Series racing on Sunday. And while we enjoy our time in Mexico, looking forward to seeing our friends at the Pocono Raceway coming up next weekend.
Nick Igdalski and his team have got everything all shined up and ready to go, and are ready to welcome us to the Poconos next week, and we look forward to being there as well. And we, as we crisscross around the country for the summer stretch of the NASCAR Cup Series schedule, pit lane is open. Here comes race leader Ryan Preece. Ryan Blaney is in. We start our pit road coverage with Chase Elliott and Brad Gilley.
Well, thanks to Ty Dillon pitting before stage end, that creates an opening for both Chase Elliott and for Michael McDowell. The opening for Chase Elliott was coming into his pit box. The crew has already finished work on the left side of the car. That's the outside of the car, and they're going to drop him. He is going to be down and away. Interestingly, Michael McDowell actually stayed out. Chase Elliott now back on slick tires.
Ryan Preece brings his car in, going to the racing slicks, and he is out and away. He's going to be the first one off from pit road down here. A.J. Allmendinger with that wounded car is in. Todd Gilliland gets four racing slicks on. Josh Berry is in. Ross Chastain is in, and he stopped. Not sure what happened there. I believe it might have been to avoid contact with Justin Haley coming in. They had one of those moments where they both sat there. No, you go. No, you go. No, you go. Haley's in his pit box, and Ross Chastain is headed back out onto the speedway.
Ryan Preece and his pit crew got the job done. They came to pit road first, and they exit the pit lane first as well. So Ryan Preece got the job done, and his pit crew did as well. Got him off the pit lane, but a lot of the cars already made a pit stop and stayed on the track. We'll reset the running order for you in a moment.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Go behind the scenes and into the garages of the sport's top teams and drivers on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You know, if you win, then your problems are likely solved.
There's going to be issues with track limits in the S's, right, because they're just tight.
A normal occurrence is qualifying from 28th to 32nd. That's just something we're going to continue to keep on working on.
It's the latest information you want to know on NASCAR Hot Pass. Weekdays on the Motor Racing Network.
From Autodromo Romanos Rodriguez in Mexico City, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear?
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be. I wish that it didn't.
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true. The Confetti Cake Blizzard Treat is back. Filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ Freezer closes.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to Mexico City, Mexico. Overcast skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. Had a brief rain shower come over early on, forced the teams to put wet weather tires on. I say that, not everybody did. Austin Cindric is still out there. He has yet to make a pit stop, so he's playing his own strategy card right now, Mike.
Yeah, as the field comes across the line, we will reset the running order for you. Should be getting a one to go here in short order. Michael McDowell is the leader. Carson Hocevar is second. Daniel Suarez is third. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is fourth. Shane Van Gisbergen will restart in fifth. Ty Gibbs is 6th. Austin Cindric is 7th. Christopher Bell is 8th. Ty Dillon 9th. And Cole Custer is 10th.
Joey Logano is currently 11th. Alex Bowman is 12th. William Byron is 13th. And Brad Keselowski 14th. Austin Dillon 15th. Chris Buescher 16th. Noah Gregson is 17th. John Hunter Nemechek is 18th. Cody Ware 19th. Those drivers all pitted on lap number 17. Then, this group that just made pit stops a moment ago, led by Ryan Preece. He'll be scored in the 20th spot.
21st is Ryan Blaney. Eric Jones is 22nd. 23rd is Todd Gilliland. Bubba Wallace is 24th. And Chase Elliott's 25th. Tyler Reddick is 26th. Riley Herbst 27th. 28th is Josh Berry. 29th is Ryan Truex. And 30th is Ross Chastain after stalling his car on the pit lane.
31st is Catherine Legg. 32nd is A.J. Allmendinger. 33rd is Chase Briscoe. He's the last car on the lead lap. One lap down is Justin Haley in 34th. Five laps down in 35th is Zane Smith. Off the track and behind the wall, repairing race cars in the 36th spot right now is Kyle Larson. 37th is Kyle Busch.
That rundown brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get ready for real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart and straighttalkwireless.com. Straight Talk Wireless.
Apologize for that. Didn't mean to step on you there. Chase Briscoe, I mentioned, was the last car on the lead lap. Well, that is going to be changed. He was the driver that got the free pass, got the lap back on this caution flag, so he made his way around. They took fuel on the car, though, and that means he's going to be penalized to go to the back. Actually did the wave around, and he did the wave around, elected to come to pit lane, put fuel in the car, so he loses his lap. He's got to give that back now, so a big mistake there by that race team.
Wow, that's not what they were looking for. Chase Briscoe and company just trying to get themselves in a position to score a win. That's going to make life difficult today here on this road course in Mexico City. The field is doubled up for the restart. Matter of fact, they hang the hard right-hand corner and come into the view of Chris Wheeler in the stadium.
It's Michael McDowell who opts for driver's right. The outside lane is the enter to the stadium. That means Carson Hocevar, his teammate to the inside, Daniel Suarez, will follow McDowell to driver's right as they negotiate out of the stadium. And again, the dry lines really starting to appear here as they exit this portion of the racetrack.
There are dry lines where the majority of the field has been racing, but the rest of the course is still wet. That's going to be the big key here as the field makes their way off turn 15 into the restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air and we're racing again. Michael McDowell to driver's right. Carson Hocevar to driver's left. They fan out all the way through the field as they come through the gearbox. Who's going to get the preferred single dry line headed to turn one?
Front four drivers are still on the wet, so they may not be quite so worried about that dry line. For the moment, they're just going to worry about who's going to win the drag race into turn number one. It's going to be Michael McDowell. Daniel Suarez follows him up. Daniel with a big move up to driver's right. Daniel Suarez going for the lead. They're crashing further back. Noah Gregson gets turned around. Single car incident. He tries to get going. He does as the leaders race off turn three.
Daniel Suarez at the front of the field as he sets up for the entry into turn number four. Here's Ty Gibbs. He rumbles up to the inside to try to grab second away from Michael McDowell. Shane Van Gisbergen trying to squeeze through turn four on the bottom side.
Daniel Suarez attacking the S's, doesn't have much of an advantage at all over Ty Gibbs, who rides in that second spot. It is Shane Van Gisbergen. He locks down the third position. McDowell feeling the heat now from Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. all over the back bumper of Michael McDowell. That's the race for fourth. Up front, Daniel Suarez is the leader, but not for much longer. Here's Ty Gibbs stepping to the left, pulling alongside of Daniel Suarez. They're neck and neck in turn 11 for the lead.
The stadium erupts as they enter turn number 11. Suarez now going to be on the driver's right side of Ty Gibbs. And there goes Ty Gibbs to the lead in turn number 12. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen in third, looking to capitalize on Daniel Suarez as Ricky Stenhouse Jr. goes off course out of 14.
Solid battle for the lead now. Coming out of the stadium, Ty Gibbs will drive away. Daniel Suarez, remember, he is still on the wet weather tires. He is trying to stave off the advances of Shane Van Gisbergen. This is the battle for second. Suarez has it. SVG now, Dave, sizing him up, trying to take it away.
Shane Van Gisbergen just riding his back bumper, trying to look for some real estate. Michael McDowell went all the way to the inside, driver's right, all the way to the pit front wall in search of some moisture. He rides in the number four position. Ty Gibbs pulls away by about eight car lengths now over Daniel Suarez. One more back to SVG. One more back to McDowell. Two more to Austin Cindric.
Cindric completes the top five, and Ty Gibbs continues at the front of the field. Gibbs with a five-car length advantage as they move back into turn four and move Shane Van Gisbergen back up into the second position. He moves by to the inside of Daniel Suarez.
Ty Gibbs, big cushion of a lead as they come into the S's. Shane Van Gisbergen in that second spot. Suarez doing a heck of a job hanging on with those wet weather tires. He's going to start feeling the pressure right now. McDowell also has the wet weather tires. They're bringing Austin Cindric with them.
Drivers starting to line up at the back door for Daniel Suarez right now, who still holds the third spot out of turn number nine. Michael McDowell and Austin Cindric on the back bumper of Daniel Suarez. Your leader is Ty Gibbs. He holds five car lengths over Shane Van Gisbergen.
Here comes Daniel Suarez over in that third spot again. The last first car on those wet weather tires, Austin Cindric, yet to make a pit stop as he takes that Penske Ford Mustang right to the back bumper of Daniel Suarez, who starts to stack up the field with McDowell there in tow.
As they come up off of turn number 15 and make their way back to the start-finish line, lap 26 goes on the board. That gives us now 19 to go here in stage number two, Mike.
They race down the front straightaway now as they continue to lead. Ty Gibbs and Shane Van Gisbergen, one and two. Daniel Suarez on those wet weather tires, Dave, beginning to plummet through the field and fall into the clutches of others.
Doing the best he can to hang on to the third spot, but Austin Cindric very aggressive. He goes driver's right, outbreaks Suarez into turn number one. Move that to Austin Cindric car to the number three position. Suarez now back to fourth. Christopher Bell in fifth, followed by Michael McDowell.
Here's Christopher Bell now into the top five and trying to see if he can close some ground on drivers like Daniel Suarez and Austin Cindric, who are straight ahead. Here they come. That pack of traffic now back into turn number four. Michael McDowell beginning to close some ground. He's right behind Christopher Bell.
Keeping an eye on that battle between McDowell and Christopher Bell. It makes their way into the S's. Bell wants no part of McDowell. He's trying to get around Daniel Suarez. They exit off of turn seven, nose to tail.
This is the ongoing battle for fourth in the turn number eight. Daniel Suarez trying to stay ahead of Christopher Bell, but Bell is right there. Pokes a left headlight to the inside of Daniel Suarez at a turn number 10. They'll run wheel to wheel in the battle for fourth for turn 11.
Bell so good yesterday before an engine expired in the Xfinity race. Now swings drivers left around the rumble strips and takes that position away from Daniel Suarez. So your leader's already out of the stadium section. Christopher Bell solidly now inside the top five.
As Chris just described, Bell getting by Suarez with ease. Daniel Suarez is one of four drivers who are still on the wet weather tires, including Ricky Stenhouse Jr., also Carson Hocevar and Brad Gilley.
Trouble turn 14, Todd Gilliland's around and will nose the car into the outside wall. He's trying to get the car righted as everybody now will pass him right behind him, and he'll do it. Todd Gilliland going for a spin in turn 14, and we remain under the green flag.
So Brad Gilley, what's the strategy call in the play right now for Michael McDowell and their team?
Well, for Michael McDowell, it's a similar strategy to what we're seeing with Austin Cindric and Carson Hocevar in my section of pit road. And it's about discipline. It's about splitting this race into thirds. At 100 laps, if they go about 33 to 34 laps per run, that's all they're going to need to make the distance of this race. And for Brian Wilson, that's some serious discipline because they kept him out on slicks. For Travis Peterson and Michael McDowell, again, discipline because now they have him out on the wet. So we expect to see those cars come in somewhere around lap 33 of this race.
So that's the word there from Brad Gilley. All kinds of strategy, slicks, wets, those that have pitted, those have not. And Daniel Suarez, one of those drivers, Alex, that is still on the wet weather tires. I would imagine they've got to convert to slick sooner rather than later.
I think all four of those teams are going to have a serious decision to make on exactly when, because it's going to have to happen soon. They just simply don't have the grip with the treaded wet weather tires, which are ultra soft rubber compound, so when the track dries out, those tires wear out and the handling goes away on race cars very quickly. There'll be 17 laps to go here on the stage, and indeed here comes Suarez and Michael McDowell both peeling off the racetrack. We cover the Michael McDowell stop right now with Brad Gilley.
Michael McDowell comes in. He just could not make it anymore with the dry track and wet weather tires. Crews working on the left side,
They do a windshield tear off. Now they're going to go to the right side of the car. It's going to be a routine four-tire change. The lets come off, and they look worn. The drive slips go on. Steve Post.
Out here, Daniel Suarez, it was a matter of how much speed can you lose? How much time can you lose to the end of stage number two? They made the decision. Slick racing tires go on. Daniel Suarez down and away. Came in right in front of Michael McDowell. He'll leave right in front of Michael McDowell. This pit stop here on lap number 28.
Which leaves us with 17 laps to go in this stage.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
To rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. All-day access to NASCAR action, streaming, classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the greatest drivers. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere, on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
Ty Gibbs and his Toyota Camry continue to show the way. Shane Van Gisbergen, Austin Cindric, Christopher Bell, and Cole Custer round out the top five from Autodrama Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
15 laps to go in stage two here in the Viva Mexico 250. Ty Gibbs has reassumed the lead. He is pulled away by a two-second lead. That Toyota Camry, he has those sails up and into the wind, just trying to pick up another stage win. But there's lots of racing left to be done here in this stage.
There really is, and a lot of Toyotas are flexing muscle today. Ty Gibbs, of course, the race leader by two full seconds in his Toyota Camry XSE, running third after a great call from Adam Stevens to be the first car to go back to slick tires. Christopher Bell now has moved up to the number three spot. He just drove by Austin Cindric off turn number 15 to grab that position, and that brings us naturally right to Paul Dolshaw, General Manager, Motorsports and Sponsorships, Toyota North America. Before we say anything else to you, congratulations to you. Nice promotion. Nice to see you climbing the ladder.
Yeah, it was very unexpected, but great to have all these great programs and sponsorships together, and we'll see how we can leverage it all together.
Speaking of leverage, Toyota Motor North America has partnered up with Toyota Mexico here for this big race weekend here, a historic race weekend.
Yeah, I can't give enough thanks to our partners down here in Toyota de Mexico. They've been phenomenal. They're excited. They have a big group of dealers and executives down here from the distributorship, and they're just...
Trouble turn 10. One car spins. It is Ryan Truex. He lost it coming out of the paved runoff area, and he spins all by himself right in the middle of traffic in the middle of turn 10.
Of course, so, Truex is subbing for Denny Hamlin this weekend in that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota.
Yeah, he's was doing a good job, and he'll get it back together, I'm sure. It's first time on a road course and got a lot going on. So
caution is on the speedway. Caution for the third time of the afternoon here at, for the fourth time of the afternoon here at Autodrama Hermanos Rodriguez as Ryan Truex going for a spin in front of Tim Catalfamo there in turn number 10. He has gotten that purple Toyota Camry righted and is now going to rejoin the field, but that will slow us for the fourth time of the afternoon.
Paul Dolshaw joining us here in the broadcast booth. You're talking a little bit about the partnership with Toyota Mexico in this great historic event.
Yeah, like I said, they're very excited, and they're just, you know, for their first NASCAR experience, we've got a great race going on, a great weekend. A lot of great fans. They're super excited about seeing Daniel Suarez running around here and winning yesterday, which is great as him being a former Toyota driver. But, yeah, we just can't thank them enough. I can't thank NASCAR and all of the logistics that went into getting down here and the truck drivers. I think they lifted the biggest lift this week, getting all of the cars and the gear down here, so we got to thank them as well.
We absolutely do. That's an understatement there for all the hauler drivers that are getting ready to make the run back up to North America. Toyota this year, you guys have had all kinds of success. Christopher Bell ran off a few wins. Denny Hamlin's picked up a handful of wins. The list goes on and on. You guys are having a pretty good start to the season.
Yeah, it's been a great, especially from, you know, with Denny and Christopher, and Chase is just showing a lot of speed. He's just got to have some luck to get some races finished, so hopefully he can have a good finish today. You know, Ty is coming around really well here late the last few races, and we're excited about the changes there. You know, get over to 2311 and Bubba, obviously, and Tyler doing a great job. They're pointing their way up, and just hopefully a win will come soon for them. Riley's improving and getting better all the time, and Legacy Motor Club, I'm excited about the improvements that they've shown there. They put in a lot of work, and it's really showing.
Heck, Legacy Motor Club combined has more top five finishes already this year than they do the previous 2 years combined. So yeah, they have got the ship pointed in the right direction as well. We look forward to the rest of the season and crisscrossing the country and seeing what Toyota is able to do, not only on the racetrack but also on our streets.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us, and thanks for making the trip down and the great coverage of the race so far.
Very kind of you, Paul. It's always great to catch up with you. Paul Dolshaw, General Manager, Motorsports and Sponsorships, Toyota North America.
Ty Gibbs continues to lead. Shane Van Gisbergen in second. Christopher Bell, Austin Cindric, Cole Custer rounding out the top five. You know, the timing of this caution flag, Alex, could be a good one for Austin Cindric, who has yet to come to pit lane in this entire race this today. And without that caution coming out, I was going to be curious to see how that strategy was going to play out and how perhaps maybe Brian Wilson was going to try to exercise a little gamesmanship in the strategy department.
Look, they're getting the fortuitous cautions. To your point, this is going to buy them even more fuel to be able to try to make it to the end of stage number two. He's back up to the number four spot. They had to take their medicine when they stayed out there on the slick tires when everybody else put the wet weather Goodyears on. They fell all the way back towards the tail end of the field. But yeah, this is a pretty impressive what they've been able to do to stay married to that strategy. That's got to be a tough decision to make, but when you're committed to it, it looks like, for the moment anyway, it's going to play out.
It's hard to stay married to a strategy in the dry. Now you factor a strategy play into the wet with everybody doing different things around you. So I'll be curious to see as we get closer to the end of this race how that strategy affects Austin Cindric, what they are able to accomplish, what they're not. But right now, we're under the caution. The field's been collected, so should be coming to pit lane here in a lap or so.
This is the fourth caution flag we've had so far in today's race. The first one came out before lap one even was complete when it started raining here and everybody was on slick tires, had the option for everybody to come in and put on wet weathers if they so choose to do so. Then on lap number six, we had a multi-car crash going off into turn number one. Then the third caution, lap number 20, the conclusion of stage number one, which was won by Ryan Preece. This, the fourth caution, came out when Ryan Truex went for a spin and got into the outside wall off of turn number 10.
When the field comes out of turn 15, pit road will be open. So we will see everybody have the opportunity to come down pit lane for service. And we'll see who's able to get the fastest work in and get back out onto the racetrack. While we have a moment, I want to take an opportunity and wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day out there. And also remember those that are not with us today. I know in my case, Alex, that my father is responsible for my love of motorsports. And he obviously led me to what was then Dover Downs International Speedway way back in the day. Matter of fact, 1974, he took me to my first race. And I've been in it ever since. So without Dad, I would not have the love of Motorsports and would not be sitting next to you right now.
I think that's pretty much the same with everybody here on the crew. So, yeah, happy Father's Day, one and all. And to those that aren't with us, we say happy Father's Day to you as well. Pit lane is open. Only a few cars are electing to come to pit road. Cole Custer is one of those drivers. Ryan Preece is one of those drivers. A.J. Allmendinger, Ross Chastain is in. Eric Jones is in. Let's start with Brad Gilley.
Only driver looking to be coming in on my section of pit road is actually going to be Noah Gregson. He's running in a backup car because they wrecked their primary in practice on Friday. He's going to get four fresh Goodyear Eagle slicks, and they'll send him down and away. Steve Post.
Ryan Preece is in. Going to be four slick tires. Cole Custer, the first one down and away here after four slick tires. Todd Gilliland is in. Ross Chastain is in. Eric Jones is in. Also getting tires here. What makes this interesting is at this point, these drivers right now, if they choose, can make the rest of this race on one stop. That's Todd Gilliland, Gilliland in the background feeling out there, but going to be interesting to see how this strategy goes.
That trip to pit road presented by Eero. At Eero, they believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from Wi-Fi. Introducing Eero Pro 7, bringing you Wi-Fi at the speed of light. And Eero 7, your entry into Wi-Fi 7. Discover their newest generation of routers on Eero.com. That's E-E-R-O.com.
At Eero, we believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from your Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi that delivers on the promise of Wi-Fi 7 with lightning-fast speeds and minimal latency. Wi-Fi that lets us do all the things all at once and keeps us safe at the same time. It's time for Wi-Fi that's so reliable and easy, you don't even have to think about it. It's not too good to be true. It's just Eero. Learn more at Eero.com. That's E-E-R-O.com. Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
And in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
From Autodrama Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Remember the last time you had your picture taken? What was it the photographer said to make you smile? Cheese, one of our favorite foods. We put it on burgers and sandwiches, omelets and quiches, and we love to fondue. Say cheese.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work year-round. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Green flag flying again in Mexico City. Shane Van Gisbergen trying to take the lead away from Ty Gibbs. They're side by side, headed to one.
Austin Cindric's got ideas about three wide. That would put SVG in the middle of the sandwich. They are three wide into turn number one. Shane Van Gisbergen challenging to the left now of the Ty Gibbs machine. Dropping back into the second row is Austin Cindric. They are still wheel for wheel, two by two, all the way back through the top 20 as they exit turn three.
Ty Gibbs to driver's right and Shane Van Gisbergen to driver's left. The door-to-door battle for the race lead continues. Gibbs has the preferred line at the bottom side of turn number four, all the way down to driver's right. He squeezes out in front as they go to the S's.
So for the moment, Ty Gibbs has the top spot into turn five. Shane Van Gisbergen right there. Austin Cindric in third. Right behind him is Christopher Bell, William Byron, and Alex Bowman.
William Byron feeling some heat from his teammate Alex Bowman. That is the race for fifth at a turn. turn number 9. The leader, meanwhile, Ty Gibbs, already is through turn 10. Gibbs has got Shane Van Gisbergen bearing down on him, a car length behind.
Hard on the brakes into the right-hander, turn number 11, and it's Gibbs still by about 2 car lengths. Christopher Bell starting to challenge for that third spot with Austin Cindric. And how about William Byron from the back of the field at the start of this race, racing with his Hendrick teammate, Alex Bowman, there for 5th.
They are, as Bowman's going to hang on to the spot. Let's check in with Steve Post in the NASCAR Cup Series garage.
Kyle Busch down here in the garage. Kyle, what happened?
I got into turn 11 really good on the brakes, hard on the brakes, you know, trying to feel out how much further you could go in the wet, and felt pretty confident about it. Heading back down the front straightaway, getting into turn 1, I went a little bit further, not a whole lot further, still was at like the 10 marker, you know, we're normally braking at like the 7, and it just snapped on me. Like, it just, as soon as I went to the brakes, it was just sliding like on ice, and I was 20 mile an hour faster than everybody else and just tried to find my way through traffic, not hitting anybody, but finally it spun around backwards and, you know, thankfully, well, I hit some guys, so I hate it that I hit some guys and took them out and caused chaos for their day. So, you know, hate it for that, hate it for Lucas Oil and all my guys and everybody at RCR, you know, just don't need days like this, need to finish and need some points, and today was going to be a good day to get some of that. I felt like with qualifying yesterday, car was super good, really fast, felt like there was more in it than what we showed, and obviously not today, not meant to be.
Thanks for the time.
Yep.
Kyle Busch out of it here this afternoon.
Iowa involved in a crash back at lap 6. He, along with Kyle Larson, Chase Briscoe, Justin Haley, A.J. Allmendinger, and Zane Smith involved in that crash. Kyle Busch, the only driver out, posted in the 37th and final position.
You mentioned Chase Briscoe. Let's follow up on he. After they had the wave around, they then came to pit road and put fuel in the car. That's a no-no. They had to give the lap back, so we went back a lap down. This last caution flag that came out for the Ryan Truex spin on lap 31, he got the free pass that time, so he was able to get his lap back, and now Chase Briscoe is indeed back on the lead lap, albeit back in 32nd. He is in 32nd. Cody Ware is the last car on the lead lap in 33rd.
So as we run on the racetrack right now, we've got 9 laps to go in stage 2. Ty Gibbs, Shane Van Gisbergen, Austin Cindric, Christopher Bell, and William Byron now the top 5. Let's pick them up on the course.
The Ty Gibbs machine opening a lot of eyes here this afternoon. He's gone head-to-head with one of the best road course racers in the world, certainly in NASCAR, Shane Van Gisbergen, and he's given him everything he wants and a little bit more.
And just behind Van Gisbergen comes Austin Cindric, who's trying to hang on to the third position. He has it at least for now, but he's under all kinds of pressure because Christopher Bell is right there.
Christopher Bell, again, trying to wrestle away that third position from Austin Cindric. They come into the left-hand turn 5, absolutely nose to tail. Your top 2 have already exited turn 7 and headed to turn 8.
And those top 2 remain Ty Gibbs and Shane Van Gisbergen. They are 2 car lengths apart at the exit of turn number 9, racing their way down the short straightaway. Change for 3rd. Christopher Bell passes Austin Cindric. Cindric has now got William Byron on his back bumper.
Here come the leaders in turn 11. Christopher Bell able to move away from Austin Cindric in that third spot. Shane Van Gisbergen, though, keeping right in the tire tracks of Ty Gibbs. Still about a 2-car length advantage for Gibbs out of the stadium.
They make their way into turn 14, back to turn number 15. Tight quarters racing here from 3rd on back. Ty Gibbs has the lead. He's opened up, 7 car lengths, we'll call it, on 2nd place Shane Van Gisbergen. Then about 1 full second back to this ongoing fight from 3rd on back. We are down to just 7 laps to go now here in stage number 2. Field goes to turn 1.
Front 2 have broken free and clear, far away from the 3rd place machine of Christopher Bell, who's a good 18, maybe 20 car lengths behind Shane Van Gisbergen. His attention squarely on the rearview mirror. Austin Cindric there, William Byron there, Alex Bowman is there. A good afternoon so far for Ty Dillon as he runs strongly in the top 10.
Yeah, here that traffic comes all back into turn number 4 to negotiate the right-hander. It is Austin Cindric in 4th. And then William Byron in 5th, Alex Bowman 6th, Ty Dillon working his way now into the top 7.
Christopher Bell just trying to open up some room between himself and Austin Cindric. Does a pretty good job through the S's. The gap now about three car lengths. Hendrick has got his hands full with William Byron and Alex Bowman.
Alex Bowman right now running in the sixth position, one spot behind the William Byron Chevrolet, who is fifth. Behind Byron and Alex Bowman, you find Ty Dillon, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, and Austin Dillon, all in lockstep formation, headed back to the corner.
They're all single file, Tim, out of turn number 11 into the stadium. That first gear left-hander as Alex Bowman continues to hound his teammate William Byron for that top five position. Austin, or make that Ty Dillon, now having to play a little defense on Ryan Blaney.
Racing for fifth, sixth, and seventh coming out of the stadium. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far belongs to Ty Gibbs with a speed of 92.787 miles per hour. If it stands, they'll claim the Xfinity Fastest Lap Award and earn one championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. NAPA knows.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
One change in the top five while we were away. William Byron had that spot. Alex Bowman just made the pass. So, with seven to go in the stage, Ty Gibbs, Shane Van Gisbergen, Christopher Bell, Austin Cindric, and Alex Bowman are those top five drivers. From Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back in Mexico City, as we continue through the Viva Mexico 250, we have 39 of the 100 laps complete. Ty Gibbs continues to lead, but Alex, that lead is starting to shrink just a tad as Shane Van Gisbergen is slowly starting to track him down.
Yeah, he is. Just little by little, different parts of the course, he's just a tick better than Ty Gibbs. By the way, Gibbs, pretty good race car out there, but right now, Dave, things tighten up a little more.
I gave Ty Gibbs his props a lap ago. Now it's Shane Van Gisbergen's turn. Watching him race on a road course, particularly in the rain, it's like watching Beethoven compose a symphony. So smooth, just not a wiggle, not a bobble, never an inch offline. He does everything perfectly, and Ty Gibbs right now is beginning to fall into the crosshairs.
And that is the case as Ty Gibbs brings the race lead back into turn number four as Shane Van Gisbergen is still looming large, checking further back in the running order through the rest of the top ten. Last time by in turn four, Ty Dillon. Some beating and banging going on between him and Ryan Blaney. Blaney moved by, and Chase Elliott also moved by.
Here comes Austin Cindric now through the S's. He's being followed by Alex Bowman. Behind Bowman, about five car lengths, is that William Byron and Alex Blaney. and Blaney battle. It's about seven car lengths separate them as they head to turn eight.
This is the ongoing race from fourth on back. Austin Cindric has got fourth. Bowman is fifth. Byron holds down the sixth spot. Ryan Blaney racing right now in the seventh position. Chase Elliott, Ty Dillon, and Bubba Wallace, the top ten.
And William Byron is going to start to feel the pressure from Ryan Blaney at this point as they enter the stadium as Blaney charges that turn number 12. Slow left-hander. Byron up off the corner. Now it's Chase Elliott a little bit farther back, dispatching of Ty Dillon inside the top 10.
Ty Gibbs, the race leader. Shane Van Gisbergen is second. Christopher Bell is third. Austin Cindric was fourth. He is no longer. He's peeled off the racetrack, and Austin Cindric, for the first time today, is headed to pit road. Let's cover his stop.
Austin Cindric is the only car that's not pitted all day today, and he's going to be thirsty for some Sunoco race fuel. Very fast pit crew here. They've already changed left side tires. Now they're around on the right side of the car. They're going to have to wait on fuel. They wait on fuel. Austin Cindric down and away. He's back on slicks again.
So Austin Cindric, for the first time of the afternoon, comes down for service. And Alex, it's like we were talking a minute ago, there's some pitch strategy involved in that. Brian Wilson giving a huge roll of the dice.
Yeah, they are. And coming to pit road here on lap number 41 puts them in a nice position. Yeah, they're going to potentially forego some stage points because we're just four laps from the conclusion of the stage, depending on what everybody else elects to do here before pit road closes in another two laps.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. Identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Stage 2 is about to be over here in Mexico City. Motor Racing Network with the NASCAR Cup Series as they race today at Autodrama Hermanos Rodriguez. And right now, the lead is in the hands of Ty Gibbs. I'm Mike Bagley alongside of Alex Hayden in the turns today. Dave Moody, Kurt Becker, Dan Hubbard, Tim Catalfemo, and Chris Wilner. Steve Post and Brad Gilley have everything covered for us in the pits. If you're just joining us, we've had a little bit of everything. Dry, wet, pitch strategy, flexing a muscle on the racetrack for position. And right now on the racetrack, we are drawing to the conclusion of stage number 2. Time now for a mid-race update presented by Wendy's. Big news, bacon lovers. Wendy's Son of a Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. That's a whole lot of bacon for just $3. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
Right now, as more pit stops take place, we have three to go in stage number 2. The first stage was won by Ryan Preece. We've had the lead changed 7 different times officially at the start-finish line among 6 different drivers. Ty Gibbs has led the most laps today, a total of 23. We've been slowed by just 4 caution flags for a total of 10 laps.
Pit stops happening now in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, Josh Berry was in, going to be 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, Joey Logano in as well. Just talked to the crew over at William Byron's pit. He is a little bit tight in the right-hand turn, so 4 tires, a minor chassis adjustment on the William Byron car. Brad Gilley, how about in front of you?
My section of pit road, Bubba Wallace came in, then his teammate Tyler Reddick also coming in for 4 tires and fuel. Brad Keselowski made a pit stop. We saw Chase Elliott in. Right now, Alex Bowman's team is up on the wall. Not sure, however, if they're going to try and make it to the end of the stage as they're running top 5.
Off turn number 15, pits will close this time by race leader Ty Gibbs will come in. Second place Shane Van Gisbergen stays on the racetrack. He'll inherit the race lead. Ty Gibbs playing the strategy card right now. He makes his way all the way down to his pit box. Let's cover the Ty Gibbs stop.
Ty Gibbs brings the car into the attention of the crew. Cranks the wheel to the right. Here he is. The crew around to the left side of that automobile. The monster colors on the Toyota. Going to be 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Checked in with the